The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selina McKenzie.
It is a Wednesday, which means it's Culinary Corner time. We're going to be talking about baking in the American South now with Anne Byrne. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Oh, thank you, Selina. It's great to be here.
So the full title is Baking in the American South, 200 Recipes and Their Untold Stories. So it's not just a recipe book then.
That's right. It's really a cultural look at the South through recipes. But, it covers the past and the present. And the South in America is a complicated place. And the baking that that we bake here and the recipes we've used for generations are complicated because they're rooted in slavery and sugar and other tough issues.
Yeah, and you've got historical things, haven't you, in the South? You've got the mills, the crops, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. The way we bake in the South has been affected by the land of the South, the coastlines, the mountains, the farmlands, and also the people. People who came here, settled in the South, forcibly were brought here, and how people moved throughout the South and then moved from the South into other parts of America during the Great Migration. So we have a really, fascinating history, and this book is really about how to bake your way through it, but also how to bake for today and use recipes that may be different, something a little different than you're accustomed to.
And does it work both ways, Anne? Obviously, history has affected baking over the years. Has things like making cakes, baking, impacted things like the civil rights movement?
Absolutely. There's a type of cake in the South we call pound cake. And it has been a beloved cake because it only really has four ingredients, butter, sugar, flour, and eggs. But it's a little tricky to make, but there's no leavening in there, no baking powder, baking soda. So, it's all in how you cream the butter with the sugar and add the eggs one at a time. So there's quite an art to it. And because of that, people have baked pound cakes in the South and they've sold them to make money. And during the civil rights movement of the 1960s in the South, Black women would bake the cakes and then they would sell them at their churches or in their neighborhoods. And a lot of these efforts funded alternative transportation during the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott. And they just raised money and awareness about the civil rights struggle in the South.
And how many states do you include? Because the South is quite a large area, isn't it?
I'm very generous. I cast a wide net and I include Texas all the way up to Maryland. So about 14 states. And if you look at this area, it is about the size of Western Europe.
Wow. Crikey. That is quite large.
It's quite large. That's right.
Yeah. So there's 200 recipes. Do you have lots of good photos in there as well?
Oh, I do. Worked with a wonderful photographer in Georgia, Wren Allen, and we shot some beautiful photographs, not only of the food, but also of places in the South and people, because every recipe has a story. So a lot of the recipes have a photo with them, someone who's working in the farm or in a kitchen. And then we have pictures of fairly famous people, too, like our president, Jimmy Carter. And Rosa Parks, civil rights activist. So there's lots of photos in the book as well.
And I know that you're a New York Times best-selling food writer. Were you born in the South, though, Anne?
Yes, born and raised in the South. I lived 1 year in England.
Oh, wow.
Yes, did not really want to leave and move back to the South, but that's the way your world works sometimes. Your life takes you places. But it was a good time to move back, and I've raised my children there, and I've loved it, and I love the South, and this is very much a love letter to the South. But again, it's a complicated region. It's not perfect by any means, but I do believe we have some of the best baking in the world.
Yeah. Well, some of the examples from the book is Thomasville cheese biscuits. I'm assuming these are all places, are they? Thomasville?
Thomasville is in South Georgia. That's right.
And then we've got Wheater Michael's sweet potato muffins.
Right. Kentucky.
Kentucky. Nina Kane's batty cakes.
Alabama.
And the best lemon meringue pie. Love lemon meringue pie.
due to Louisiana.
Ah, your accent is amazing. I love it. It's so nice.
Well, ditto. Yours is as well.
Well, there are more than just cakes and biscuits in this book. There is also bread. So Anne's going to share with us how to make Dory Sanders biscuit bread. Who is Dory Sanders?
Dory Sanders is a South Carolina novelist and cookbook author, and she grew up on a peach farm. And so they always had a lot of people to feed. Her family is people who worked on the farm, and they made something called biscuit bread, which is a biscuit dough that you actually lay onto the baking sheet, and then you cut it into rounds, but you leave all the little scrap pieces in between. You don't throw anything away. And then it bakes at a really high temperature, but it has a little yeast in it. So to make this recipe, I just stir a little bit of yeast, which is, you know, about 4.5 grams of yeast into a tablespoon of warm water. And I have set the oven to a hot oven. So we call it 450 Fahrenheit here, which is about 232 Celsius. And now also I'm going to whisk together about 300 grams of flour, 25 grams of sugar, 3 grams of baking powder, and 1.5 grams of salt. And then I whisk that together, and I'm going to work in about 114 grams of fat. And you can use unsalted butter, you can use lard, or you could use vegetable shortening. And you work those pieces in, and it's very cold, and you work them in with your fingertips. And that's the secret. And that's the secret to making a really great American biscuit, is to work. And I know biscuits are known, you know, they're more like cookies in England and maybe other places in Europe. But in the South, we call a biscuit, the biscuit is like a scone, it's like a bread, but it's not sweet. And so you work the fat in, and then you stir in about 6 ounces, which is 177 milliliters of buttermilk, or you could use kefir or an unflavored yogurt. As well as that yeast sponge that you've mixed with water. And you're going to fold that over in half, like a pocketbook, 2 or 3 times to get some layering. And then pat it out into a rectangle and lay it onto the baking sheet. And if you like, cut out rounds right into it, about, you know, 8 to 10 big biscuit rounds, but leave all of those areas in between and pop it in the oven, hot oven, for about 20, 25 minutes until it's golden brown. And that's it. And you take it out. And if you want a round biscuit, you can kind of pull that out of the bread. If you like sort of the soft centers, you can pull some of those from the middle of the rectangle. And if you're like me and you like the crispy edges, you can pull off a crispy edge and dunk it into honey.
It sounds yummy. I am licking my lips right now, and it sounds gorgeous. Well, this and many other recipes are in the book for our listeners. It's called Baking in the American South, 200 recipes and their untold stories. So it's not just your run-of-the-mill cookbook. It's got some stories with it too. We're selling it right now on our website, tre.radio. And you have your own website if people want to find out more about you.
Yes, I do. It's my name, AnneByrn.com.
Wonderful. Are you big into country music?
We have to be. I live in Nashville.
Oh, you live in Nashville, Tennessee. Wonderful.
I live in Nashville. So I see Trisha Yearwood, you know, if I pop in a store. I see Reese Witherspoon, the actress, you know.
Wow.
It's really quite fun to live in Nashville. It's a friendly place, and we kind of leave the celebrities alone. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's been a delight to chat to you. Thank you for joining us, Anne.
Thank you, Selena.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.